Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Nobody likes to be humiliated. I know this, because every time I go home, I am pointed at, laughed at by my own damn parents and my own damn brother and my own damn sister. And I have to go in the corner and I just sit there like this going, I don't know why I keep coming back here. But it is very different when it does come to the world of professional wrestling, because these are super duper stars who are in the public eye. So hello, my name is Simon Miller. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling. Please hit that subscribe button, like the video, leave a comment. You know what to do on YouTube. This is indeed 10 wrestling icons who got humiliated. On camera, no less. Forgot to say that on the damn camera. Number 10, The Elite. So, of course, this is the event that sparked this list off to begin with. And unless you've been living under the rock, or you are the rock, because he's so busy, he probably hasn't heard about it yet. After All Out 2022 in All Elite Wrestling, we had a press conference and CM Punk sat there. Man, he told us every single thing that was on his mind. He didn't hold back. His major grievances, though, were against the EVPs of the company, or Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, and Nick Jackson, also known as the Young Bucks, together known as the Elite. And look, I'm not going to get into who was right and who was wrong. I've said it once, I'll say it twice, I'll say it thrice. I am just going to focus on the fact that they are human beings, and they do have real thoughts and feelings. But put it like this, if you were these three dudes, and you were just sat backstage playing Nintendo, and all of a sudden you heard this, especially when you don't think you've done anything bad in the first place, well, you're going to feel a little bit funny deep down in your tum-tum. As of me talking to everybody involved in this has been suspended, and I'm just going to level with you, it has been totally exhausting. So hopefully now we can just tie it in a box, put it over here, and start focusing on the wrestling shows. You know, that's the whole point to begin with. Number 9, Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan. Now, I don't know why WWE, then WWF, decided to do this. But in early 1996, after they had lost Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man Randy Savage, somebody, Vince McMahon, came up with the idea that, ha ha ha, we should do a bunch of parody skits laughing at the fact that those two guys that used to make us millions of dollars are really, really old. It did mean that they hired two actors to dress up and play the Huckster and the Nacho Man, and this was like something from the Muppets. We'd cut to them, they were behind a desk sitting down, quite literally going, oh man, my knees really hurt, and I need loads of medication, who has my walking stick? And I sat there going, okay, one, you just reminded me of these two people. Maybe I'll go watch WCW instead. That's not the name of the company, WCW instead. And two, why aren't we just focusing on our own people? They are being marginalized. World Champs at Wrestling eventually shot back too, but these was one of those early firings when it kind of felt stupid. A few years down the line, everybody had gone scorched earth. Number 8, Daniel Bryan. Two things. One, Bryan Danielson is one of the best professional wrestlers ever, if not the best professional wrestler ever. I mean, he's so good in the ring, it doesn't make any sense. And two, never forget that when he was climbing his way up to become WWE World Champion, the powers that be didn't want him to do it. And if you need evidence of this, I mean, just go and watch the product they put out there. But if you need double evidence, go back to when we had the original version of NXT, which was taking WWE superstars and teaming them with an NXT rookie. Because during that phase, who was The Miz given as their teacher-student, I should say, teacher-student relationship? I've had a very long week, I do apologize. The point is, it was Daniel Bryan. And this was so obviously an inside joke, because they were saying that The Miz was a better wrestler than the American Dragon, Look, I like The Miz, but that's just not true. Also, when Brian would come down to the ring, Michael Cole was told, we want you to point to him, we want you to laugh, and we want you to call him a nerd over and over and over again. I mean, it was just so in your face, it was ridiculous. And there were other rumors too, because apparently after Chris Jericho had wrestled old Dan on NXT, he went to Vince McMahon and said, that's your guy, you gotta push him to the moon. And McMahon's response was, but he doesn't even eat meat, he's a vegan. And for the last 10 years, I've tried to be figured that one out. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Because no matter what you shove down your throat, you're still able to be a good wrestler. Number 7, Rey Mysterio. Now this one was more specific humiliation, because if you know anything about luchador wrestling, the mask is such an important part of it. To the point, if you ever do take it off without permission, they will stare at you like you are utter scum. It's why Rey Mysterio has kept his hood on for the entirety of his WWE programming. And while WWE have tried to make fun of him in their own specific way, we actually talking about WCW. Because they couldn't help themselves at all and eventually did book themselves into a mask match when Rey was taking on Kevin Nash. Now, nobody in their right mind wanted Mysterio to lose this. Everybody wanted Mysterio to win. But you know how it worked in World Championship Wrestling. Kevin had decided, no man, we've got to be able to see his face. And the whole thing was just a big shebang. I mean, just look at it this way. For the last 15 years, WWE have been searching desperately to find a wrestler that was able to replace Rey Mysterio. And do you know why they haven't been able to? Because he is a once-in-a-generation talent, and he can just do things like nobody else can do. Also, he changed the damn industry by doing all his flippy-dippy-whippy stuff. I mean, if you came in here right now, firstly, I'd question how you did get in, but also said to me, I think Rey is the best wrestler ever, I wouldn't argue with you. What he has done is frankly ridiculous, and he's like 47 years old now, and he's still really, really good. Number 6, Ric Flair. Now, never go back and watch WCW from this era because it will just make you a sad panda. But on one particular episode of Nitro, Ric Flair did come to the ring and he said, Vince Russo, I think you're a piece of trash and I don't like you. Now, while this was done for the storyline, what it was setting up was Ric Flair being involved in a hair versus hair match later on. And because his whole family was at ringside, WCW decided to book it that Flair lost, and then everybody shaved his head, as us longtime fans looked on going, I really don't think they understand what they got here. Russo was doing the shaving along with David Flair, who had turned heel on his dad. And seriously, there's like a 3-year period in WCW where I swear the number one rule was make Rick look as stupid as you possibly can. No wonder he lost all his confidence.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number 5, Jim Ross. Now, Jim Ross has come out on his own podcast recently and said that Vince McMahon enjoyed firing him. And when you do go through the many, many segments where he was used in the ring, honestly, WWE just took the piss out of him all the time. I mean, he got kicked in the balls by Linda McMahon. He got absolutely brutalized by Stone Cold Steve Austin. We had that weird skit where Vince McMahon pulled JR's head out of his own ass. Obviously, it was a mannequin. And of course, speaking about rectums, JR had to join Vince McMahon's Kiss My Bum Club. There's plenty of stories out there too that when they did do this, Vince would just sit in the back and howl, and that just seems crazy to me. Because here you have Jim Ross, who is arguably one of the greatest commentators, if not the commentator ever, and you're getting a kick out of him losing his job or making him look like an idiot. So you can see the story thread that is now running through these videos. What I would do if I were you is just stare off into the distance and scratch your head, because it doesn't make any sense. Number four, William Regal. Now, I doubt Regal cares about this, because he just understands character and he understands the business so well that if you want him to send himself up, he'll just shrug his shoulders and go, okay, I'll do it. I mean, he once drunk a cup of tea with urine in it. Even with that said though, did he ever need to join Vince McMahon's Kiss My Ass Club? No, he didn't. No, he didn't at all. Especially because there was no nonsense with old Will. He was just told, get on your knees and kiss the boss's bum. So he did it. And there was no run-ins or interference. I suppose the only way Vince McMahon got away with this is because he has an edict of, well, I wouldn't ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. And soon after this, McMahon had his face plunged into Rikishi's ass. And yes, of course, I really do regret saying plunge. And while we could just go through everybody that had to join the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club, William Regal just feels a bit worse because, you know, fellow Brit, didn't need to happen. Number three, Roman Reigns. When we use the power of hindsight, it is frankly criminal how WWE treated Roman Reigns before he was allowed to turn into the tribal chief, because that character is so damn good. The one before wasn't as good. What really sent the audience loopy, though, is what has now become known as the Tater Tots promo. I mean, I don't know who wrote this for Roman, but he must have read it and gone, man, this is it. This is the end of the line. And if you haven't seen it, I shall break it down for you as best as I can. Reigns was feuding with Sheamus, and to try and get under his skin, he compared the Irishman's testicle to this food. And if you just want to look around and say to yourself, suffering succotash, probably the best thing to do. It was also torturous to watch as Roman had been told, when you say it, you got a smirk like, hehehe, I've got one over you. And seriously, let's never script anything like this again. No decent wrestling fan wants to hear about Tater Tots. Number two, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Vince McMahon. On the April 24th, 2020 SmackDown, WWE decided we're going to send Triple H out there, we're going to send Shawn Michaels out there, and we're going to send Vince McMahon out there, and all three of these guys are going to insult the other one. Now, I don't actually think that this would have been as bad as it did turn out to be, but because it was in the middle of a lockdown, and because there was just silence in the auditorium, just felt really, really strange. Where it really does go nuts is when the boss does arrive, because he basically looks at these two and says, man, you were terrible wrestlers, you're terrible people, I'm disgusted that you ever walked into my company. And this didn't go anywhere. There was no narrative, there was no plot, there was no storyline. They were just doing it because they didn't have many wrestlers because of COVID. It was just something to do. And I suppose the awkwardness came in the fact that the heartbreak kid in the game had clearly been told, you're not allowed to answer back. And then SmackDown just ended. I remember just spinning around like, oh no, the world is headed in a very different direction and I don't like it. I'm glad to be back, kind of in normality. Number one, Drew McIntyre. So if we are going to believe the rumor mill, after Clash at the Castle, when Drew McIntyre and Tyson Fury did a little bit of a sing-along, that wasn't meant to be broadcast on the pay-per-view premium live event, and somebody just forgot to cut the camera. Now, in front of a live crowd, it was quite nice, and I suppose everybody wants to see Tyson Fury sing. I mean, I would debate that, but it's not the time or place. And Drew was able to get a rendition of Don't Look Back in Anger in there by Oasis. But when you did take a step back from it, especially if you're watching on television and you don't have that atmosphere, you must be like, why did Drew just lose his opportunity to become the WWE champion and is now having a sing-song with the World Heavyweight Champion of the World times 7? There's also this awful bit where McIntyre was like, hey, Tyson, do you want to see Sweet Caroline? And Tyson was like, no, I don't want to do it. And he just left the ring. And I suppose saying humiliate may be taking it a little bit too far. But did it make me want the ground to swallow me up? Yes, it did. And that was never going to happen because I was in the Principality Stadium. That was definitely a concrete floor.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.